السلام عليكم ورحمة الله تعالى وبركاته. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله. الحمد لله رب العالمين والصلاة والسلام على أشرف الأنبياء سيدنا محمد وعلى آله وصحبه أجمعين. قال الله سبحانه وتعالى في القرآن المجيد: أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم، بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. إن عدة الشهور عند الله 12 شهرا في كتاب الله يوم خلق السماوات والأرض منها أربعة حرم ذلك الدين القيم. عن أبي هريرة رضي الله تعالى عنه قال: قال رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم: أفضل الصيام بعد رمضان شهر الله المحرم، وأفضل الصلاة بعد الفريضة صلاة الليل. رواه مسلم أو كما قال صلى الله عليه وسلم. صدق الله مولانا العظيم وصدق رسوله النبي الكريم. Respected brothers and sisters in Islam, today is 26th of Dhul Hijjah. Inshallah, after a few days, next week, a new Islamic year, Muharram al-Haram, will begin. As Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala highlighted in the Surah Tawbah, that verily since Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has created heavens and earth prior to the human being, since that day Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in His wisdom has divided the year into 12 months. He made decision the year will be 12 months. Among those 12 months, minha arba'atun hurm, the 4 months out of 12 are sacred months. And which months these are is not mentioned in the Holy Quran. But as the ahadith of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam explains and elaborate the ayat and verses of the Holy Quran. So in one of the hadith, Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam has mentioned that these 4 months are the 3 consequences: Dhul Qa'dah, Dhul Hijjah, Muharram, and the 4th month is Rajabul Murajjab. So amongst those 4 months, 1 month is Muharramul Haram. The name of this month is Muharram. There are 2 meanings, all I explain, of Muharram. It comes from the Haram. Haram means forbidden. In Ayyam Jahiliyyah, in the days of ignorance, even the Quraysh Mushrikeen of Makkah, they were misguided. They had no culture, no manners. They were cruel. They were killing each other. Gambling, fornication, adultery was widespread in Makkah, in the society of Makkah. To that extent, they used to make the tawaf of Holy Kaaba in naked state. They say, we are committing sin. Look at this logic. They say, we are committing sin with these clothes. So in the house of Allah, in the sacred place, we should not make tawaf of the Kaabatullah with this dirty cloth. That was the logic, and that's why they have to take off the clothes and they have to make the naked tawaf of the Kaabatullah. But they had no sense that you are committing sin with your hands, with your eyes, with your tongue, with your ear, with your private part. Cut off all those things, then make tawaf. The real sin is committed by the organs of the body, not by the clothes. Clothes is outer garment. inner thing is your organs, your limbs of the body. And that's why on the Yawmul Qiyamah, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is going to punish the body. The skin, the hands, the legs, they will burn into the hellfire, not the clothes. Right? When a person dies, we take off the clothes. Clothes got nothing to do with it. The real thing is the body, the limbs of the body, the organs of the body. That's why Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala warned us that your eyes, your ear, your tongue are answerable on the Yawmul Qiyamah. These are the amana and bounties of Almighty Allah. To utilize it, to get benefit out of it, but not to commit sin, not to misuse it. If a person is misusing his tongue, he is answerable for his action. If he is misusing his ear in the wrong things, listening, backbiting, listening music, then that ear, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is going to punish on the Yawmul Qiyamah. Likewise, hands and legs and other part of the bodies. So we have to protect our limbs in the body, not the clothes. Anyway, so they used to respect, they used to, as nature, they used to fight and quarrel and used to have war against each other, tribal wars, for small petty things. They used to fight for years and years. They used to kill innocent people. Right? But when the holy month of Muharram used to come, they used to respect. This is the month of Allah, Shahrullah. So let's not fight and kill each other during this month. Cease fire. Hold on. Let this holy month pass. Then we can take revenge. Then we will attack. Right now, hold on, this holy month. So there is to respect the month of Muharram prior to Islam. As I said, the virtue and the fazila of this holy month of Muharram is from the beginning of the human history, beginning of the creation of the heavens and earth. But unfortunately, nowadays, some Muslims give preference and give virtue this holy month, and especially Yawm Ashura, the 10th of Muharram, because of the Shahada of Hadrat Hussain radiallahu ta'ala an, the grandson of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, because of the martyrdom of Hadrat Hussain ibn Ali radiallahu an, which took place after the demise of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam in 61 after Hijrah, in place called Karbala in Iraq. So coincidentally, this incident of Shahada and martyrdom was on 10th of Muharram. Since then, they are started respecting, honoring this Yawm Ashura as a virtuous day. Although in reality, Yawm Ashura has virtues and fazila from the beginning of the human history. So it's coincidentally Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has chosen and selected the virtuous day of the year for the martyrdom and the shahada of most beloved Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam's grandson, Hadrat Hussain radiallahu ta'ala anhu, to be martyred on this auspicious and holy day. So Hadrat Hussain radiallahu ta'ala anhu has gained the fazila and virtue by becoming shaheed on 10th of Muharram. This is the virtue for Hadrat Hussain radiallahu ta'ala anhu. It is not virtue of the Muharram because of the shahada of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. It's two different things. He could be killed any other day, but Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala chosen for him the very auspicious day, so he can get more virtue than fazila. Right? So we have to understand this. And is, there are so many incidents you will find in the riwayat which are not authentic, fabricated, but most of them. Only two incidents are authentic. One is Hazrat Noah alayhi salam, Noah, when his ark was settled on the Mount Judi after the flood, you know, in the form of punishment for the Qawmi Noah, and they all drowned except the people who were on the aboard on the ark of Noah alayhi salam, 82 plus some human beings, some animals. So that ark was floating on the water of the flood. It did not drown because that was the qudrat and command of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So after, in different riwayat, some of them say 40 days, some of them say 4 months, whatever time Allah knows best, because in those days there was no calendar. So specifically you cannot say, but when it was settled on the Mount Judi, that was the month of Muharram, and that was the 10th of Muharram, Yawm Ashura. That's why Hazrat Nuh alayhi salam, after coming out from the boat, from the ark, he started fasting on Yawm Ashura. And he commanded his followers, his ummah also, to fast on Yawm Ashura, because this is the day in which Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has granted them safety, protected them from drowning. So out of, you know, showing the gratitude towards Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, thanking Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, Hazrat Nuh alayhi salam used to fast in his entire life on the 10th of Muharram, Yawm Ashura. Another incident with authentic ahadith, and according to the ayat of the Holy Quran as well, that when Hazrat Musa alayhi salatu wasalam was coming out from the Egypt, from the Cairo, with the command of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, by the direction of Almighty Allah, with his Qawm Bani Israel. So when the Fir'aun found out that they are fleeing from here, so they chase Musa alayhi salam in Bani Israel with his whole army. Now they came to the bank of the river, and now in front is the water, river, ocean, and behind is the army of Fir'aun. So there Bani Israel, as they were stubborn, Jewish, they were stubborn by nature. So they argue, they blame Musa alayhi salam. Oh Musa, look at you. We were better off in Cairo, in Egypt. At least we were safe there. Although we were slaves, but we were saved. Now here you brought us all the way to here. Now here we became sandwiched. We can't go back because there's the army of Fir'aun. They're going to kill us. And in front of us is the water. If you pass through, we're going to drown. What situation you put us in? You know, they started blaming and arguing with Hazrat Musa alayhi salam. But Hazrat Musa alayhi salam, with full conviction, said, "Kalla, inna ma'iya Rabbi." Most certainly, definitely, we are not going to be destroyed, because I did not come all the way here with my own plan or on my strategy or with my intention. I follow the command of Almighty Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And when I follow the command of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, I have full conviction and faith, my Allah will not destroy me. And this is the great lesson we all can learn from the history of Anbiya and Prophets of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. They were always following the commands of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, even though it never used to make sense at that particular time, why Allah is commanding us to do this. But blindly, they used to follow. And same thing, we in today's time, we regard ourselves too smart. We are living in 21st century, very advanced technology. Those people were orthodox, they were out of date. This,